Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you are having an awesome morning, afternoon, or evening. I know, because guess what? You are, one, walking in your purpose, or two, you pursuing your purpose, or guess what? You are not. Now, if you are not walking in your purpose, you better get it. You better get into your purpose, because when you in your purpose, guess what? It actually allows me to be in my purpose. But I know most of us, and I'm just going to say, majority of us in life are wanting our purpose or pursuing our purpose, because we are here to actually help other people. We are here to build other people. People always want to know, why do you say you're a platform builder? Because I help people build their platforms, build their businesses, if they're an author, they want to be an author, if they want to be a speaker, if they actually want to be a coach, whatever your purpose in life, guess what? We help you build that. We have several ways of doing that, through the radio and TV show. We have coaching that we actually make sure your mindset is right. You have to know that you got manifestations now, not later, now, right? But we do it through so many different ways. But what we do here specifically on the radio show is we share your information, your products, your services. We actually have a conversation about the things that you actually doing. And you know, I brought in the show saying that we are here to help each other. And you know, the great conversation we're going to actually bring up several times during our conversation this afternoon, morning, and evening is we need to give back. We need to be a giver. We need to be what? A cheerful giver. And the awesome person we actually have with us today, this afternoon, is the awesome Pastor Bruce Brandt. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but I know one of the main things we actually will talk about is, okay, are you ready to have a nonprofit organization? And we want to welcome Pastor Bruce Brandt. Are you there?
I am here, my sister. I'm here, ready to go. Let me turn everything down, get you straight.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you got a media personality as well, so he's doing his thing on his end as well. It's good to be versatile. But, Pastor, we're here when you're ready. But, you know, we want to, you know,
I'm here. I'm
so
ready.
Quickly.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here,
great,
ready to go.
Great. All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
All right, it's a whole lot, but basically, at the end of the day, I look at myself as a servant. I don't get into the religious thing. I get into the spiritual thing. I am a pastor of Abundant Life Bible Church, which is located in Hyattsville, Maryland, which is a stone's throw away from the University of Maryland in Washington, D.C. My business is Branch Communications, LLC. And anybody want to know more about my business, they can either Google Bruce Branch, YouTube Bruce Branch, or they can go to www.branchlikeatreecommunicationsllc.com. Our forte is helping people get money, and we do that in a variety of ways. We set up your corporation, we write grants, and we do 501c3s, commonly known as nonprofit organizations. And my goal is to help empower those who cannot empower themselves. Les Brown likes to say, live full, die empty. God has blessed me with a lot of knowledge in a lot of different areas, and I want to use that to empower my community. Right now, working through the Maryland Business Clergy, in which we're taking nationwide to kind of empower people politically. You know, Atlanta is a lot like Prince George's County, Maryland, where there's a majority of African Americans, but we can't seem to get people elected to high offices. Barack Obama was a novelty, and right now we had an opportunity here to elect a black woman. We didn't get it done, and we're working hard in the community to figure out what we can do to empower our community, because through empowering each other, we come up with jobs, we empower our children with jobs, We empower young, small businesses through contracts, and we got to get it done. And I'm so grateful for you and your spirit and your attitude to help other people. That's what we have to do. We have to help each other.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you just, I'm so glad, we have to celebrate each other. We celebrate that God has entrusted you with so many things. But let's step back a minute. You know, that's what we are here for, to help each other with relationships. You know, some people still unfortunately have the idea, it's all about the money. But, of course, you'll find out as your journey that's not true. But when you talk about a nonprofit, you know, like you said, so many people don't know exactly what that means. Is that the same thing as the 501c3? Can you kind of give us some working definition so we'll make sure we in the know with the right terminology?
All right. Actually, to be honest with you, a nonprofit organization is a charitable organization under the IRS. And if I speak too fast, that's just the way I talk kind of fast because I like to get the information out there. But one of the things you want to do, you have a nonprofit, and your nonprofit has the ability to get grants. What you have to do is register with the IRS as a nonprofit. And you went through the process with us. We have a way that we can expedite it. You can get your nonprofit if you come through Renee Sunday in about 2 to 3 weeks, I say 14 to 21 days, and you have to register with the state. The advantage for a lot of churches is this, or faith-based organizations, or even people who just want to do something good, like a homeless shelter or like domestic violence. I always use this as an example, T.D. Jakes. He's a great model to use. T.D. Jakes has what's called T.D. Jakes Ministries. That's his ministry. That serves one purpose, but he's received most of his funding through something he calls the Potter's House. And the Potter's House provides services throughout the community. And you got to remember, a lot of philanthropists do not want to give money to churches, and I don't want to get into the whys of that, but they don't want to give money to churches, but they will give money to a nonprofit organization or a CDC, what's called a community development corporation.
That's powerful. I mean, you know, and like you said so wonderfully, Mr. Branch, that yes, we did that. We went through your services, and we were very well pleased that, you know, the Sunday Foundation has been established. Woohoo! But the thing about it is, let's step back again a little bit, because some people, as you said, how T.D. Jakes does it so wonderfully, but we actually have to have a mission. We actually have to have a reason of doing it. We just can't jump up one day. And I think, I can't remember the statistic you gave me when we had our consultation, but if so many people have formed non-profit organizations and haven't really walked them out, meaning do something with it, what they started. So what kind of information you think we need to have already in our mind, of course, and have written it down with both things before we actually contact you for your services, so we won't delay you in the things that you do?
All right. And because you are a woman of God, a great woman of God, I always like to give spiritual references. The Bible says in Habakkuk, and it's for some of you who take the Bible off the dusty table and open it, it'll say something like this: see the vision, write it down, then it shall come to pass. And that's the same thing with your nonprofit. A lot of times we have a vision, but we have fear of completing the vision. So first thing you need to do, what is your vision? What do you want to do? How do you want to serve the community? So I need a name of an organization. I need who believes in you enough to serve on your board. You need 3 board members. And after you get the board members, where will you serve? And how, once you get your nonprofit status, will you move forward? How will you collect donations? Who will you target? What relationships do you have in government? What relationships do you have in the faith-based community that can help you find or do the services that you want to do? The trouble that we have often in the African-American community, and I'll just say maybe it's here and it doesn't happen in Georgia, is there's a lot of envy and strife with even within the faith-based community. Sometimes we don't support each other, but I always contend that my ice is just as cold, and if I need a doctor, I can come to you, and you can give me the same service that maybe some of my white doctors can give. So what you have to do is you have to have a professional reputation, establish a professional environment, and know that you know that you know that your vision is sound.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because we, you know, we had to do that. We had to make sure, and people know my goal is, you know, everybody make mistakes. Let me just put that out there. But my goal is to always, you know, to walk in the spirit of excellence, because I know people are watching, you know, the things that we do, the different hats that we do. But just think about it. The most important, God has entrusted us with them. So we actually need to do what God has placed in our heart to do. But let's step a little further, Mr. Branch. When we come to you for your services, and ladies and gentlemen, I mean, serious, it goes pretty quickly. When we actually get the information from the state, you know, whatever state we're part of, and we say, okay, we get the information from, you know, the United States saying we got our numbers and all this stuff. What do you say? I mean, the rules have changed from our understanding within the last 5 to 7 years. Don't we have to hurry up and not hurry up? Let me say that we actually need to do something with the 501(c). We can't just let it sit on the shelf like so many people have done in the past.
If you don't file what's called a 990 in 3 years, which denotes activity, they take it from you. There was a big controversy about this about 2 years ago. As you know, many nonprofits, those are charitable organizations. I believe Creflo Dollar in your city was one of the pastors that were targeted, and the Republican Congress wants to eliminate many of these rules, because this is the way that many of what we call in the church environment, the least of these are served: homeless shelters, transitional homes, food and clothing pantries. They've been trying to take away that loophole. We don't know who's going to win president, but I always say God ultimately has the last say. But yes, there is, I would say if someone was going to do a 501(c)(3), I would do it expeditiously before the man named Barack Obama leaves office. And the reason is he has streamlined the process. He's made it easier. It used to take, and some people don't know this, 6 to 8 months. If you do a paper application, it still takes 6 to 8 months. As you know, Dr. Sunday, it didn't take you 6 to 8 months, and I know everybody had told you that, but it doesn't. Information is power. I've been blessed. We do more than 700 or 800 nonprofits in any given calendar year. We've been able to do it. We do it well. We do it efficiently. And one of the things that we've been blessed with, we keep up on the rules, and we provide our people. We try to provide our clients with service above and beyond what they pay for, and we keep our prices at a rate that is well below the marketplace. Because for me, yes, I am a pastor and I have sheep that I pastor, but for me, this is a greater good, and this is a ministry that I have tried to perfect.
Amen, amen. I truly believe that you are and your team is spirit of excellence. Yes, I agree with that. You know, another thing that we need to spotlight, and, you know, because I've heard it, you know, we demystifying the myths that I have come across, and so many people have told me about nonprofits, saying that you need to get someone that's local in your city or your state to do it for you. What's your response to that?
I guess I'm a preacher and don't suppose to cuss, huh? That's ridiculous. the Bible says, it is one thing to be thought a fool. It's another thing, this is a proverb, it's another thing to open your mouth and remove all doubt. If you have, First of all, nonprofit status is not a local status, it's a federal status. The only thing you need to do locally is to file articles, and every state is different in terms of filing articles. I think Atlanta was like 125. I can't remember what Georgia is. I think it's 125 or 150 or something like that through the Georgia Secretary of State. If you have a qualified person, why wouldn't you use a highly qualified professional no matter where they are? For me, if I know an attorney, a lot of people remember Johnny Cochran. If I have an attorney that's good, why wouldn't I use him on a case in Kentucky? That's ridiculous. There are a lot of people who don't have a lot of information. What I suggest that people do, check the person's record, check what they have done, check the results, and check the level of client satisfaction. Those are the people I want to use. I want to use the best when I do anything. I love using the best. I use the best attorneys. I use the best doctors. And when I go to war, I want to go to war with someone who's going to get it done. People don't want to hear about excuses. And I'm a great alpha man, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and one of the things that we used to always say when we were pledging, excuses are monuments of nothingness to which no good can come. And so as a result, we want to use people who can get you results. It doesn't matter whether they live in Mableton, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, DeKalb, Georgia, or where I used to live in Macon, Georgia, as long as they can get it done in Georgia.
I totally agree with that. Because me personally, God has brought a lot of people in my life that's not in my state. And I have to, since we referred to Bishop Jakes earlier, I know everybody remember the sermon that he said, that you have to connect people that with different area codes, different zip codes. Because a lot of times we look for the people that's in our circle, and unfortunately, they won't support you, or they'll support you for a certain amount of time. But and also T.D. Jakes said that when I did mentorship with him, that he said a lot, you know, don't always look for people. And you know, I'm going to just be real. Well, we just your same color, your same creed, your same, because we all are people. And we actually have to have like-minded people. And sometimes that's not the same person that's in your city. So just think broad, think global. That's what I always try to say. But Mr. Branch, I want to ask you this. Because I've had a person ask me this since I've actually became a 501c3. They want to know, can people actually write that money off that they donate if they actually give you a product that you can use at an event?
Actually can. All the money you spent to get your nonprofit up next year, you should provide yourself with a donation sheet, and all that money comes off the top. That was money that was donated to the organization. Actually, you should go to your every state is different, but in Georgia you also have a charitable card that you get from the state secretary, and you should not pay any taxes, sales taxes. Like, you go out, you do what you do, but you pay no sales taxes because you have a nonprofit. You also, any donations, just like a church, that come to your organization can be donated. All your supplies, all your equipment, even cars. It doesn't matter how big, how small. Somebody might donate to you a house. All that money can be written off, because at the end of the year, there are a lot of people, especially people of great means, they're looking to dump stuff for tax write-offs, because the tax write-off is more important to them than the item that they're donating.
Yes,
and maybe
true.
You.
And
you,
I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was going to say, if you listen carefully, you'll hear the advertisements for people. A lot of organizations were saying, "Give me your cars. Give me this," and because people are donating those types of things, and clothes, all those are write-offs. So right now, all the people who want to help Renee Sunday Ministry, they don't, or that's Renee Sunday Foundation, for me to be politically correct, they don't have to wait I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's $10. They can write it off. If they're in tax trouble, they looking for a place to donate some money. And it's, I always believe that, you know, people want to donate in good ground. They can donate in good soil by giving to the Renee Sunday Foundation. They can give clothes. They can give money. They can give cars. Whatever they have to give, they can give, and the government will give them a tax break.
That's true. That's true. And you know, what I wanted to add to that, let's swing back again when we said do things in the spirit of excellence. Now, you have to have, you know, everybody said, do I have to have a website? You have to have a secure place, and I'm going to say that, secure again, that people can donate. Because, you know, people are very nervous about, you know, credit card, this and that over the Internet. So when you form your nonprofit, you need to have a secure website that people can actually donate. Now, I know a lot of people still do PayPal, but you actually got to, you know, have that secure. You know, PayPal secures on AIM, for example, but you need to have a secure on your side as well.
Yes, you need to have a secure website. You need to have a secure website, and we do build those websites very inexpensively. You could do a GoFundMe account. There are many, many ways, but the most important way at the end of the day is to have good records. And you're going to need an accountant, you know, or a good bookkeeper, because at the end of the day, you need good records in case you're audited, in case someone asks some questions. What did you do with your money? Now, one of the things I always like to tell people is you can't have $200,000 in donations and then pay yourself $190,000. That's not a judicious use of the money. You want to have an organizational budget that you want to establish at the beginning of the year. You want to handle your money with care, because this is money that God has entrusted to you. And most importantly, you don't want any ifs, ands, or buts when it comes time for someone to say, did you do with your money what you were supposed to do with the money? And we've seen far too many cases where people have received grant money, where people have seen received private donations, and they have lacked fiduciary responsibility in the distribution of those funds. You don't want to go through that.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, we can talk a lot on nonprofits, but what I want to try to get into this segment as well is the awesome other platform you have with the clergy, because we do have a lot of clergy that listen to our broadcast, sometimes live and archived, but the Maryland, the Business Clergy Partnership that you have. Can you talk a little bit more? You know, I know you're in Maryland, but are you expanding
Yes, we're going to be establishing, and actually we have another group just called Business Clergy Partnership USA. And with this organization, we're going to be going, we're setting up chapters in North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, so people in Georgia can join us. What we want to do is to change the dynamic. Now, what our organization does, we bring businesses together with clergy. For instance, we have a lot of different services that businesses provide. A young man just left my office just now saying, hey, I can get churches 3% loans. Or they don't have nobody with no credit. They don't have to have anyone to sign. And so what we want to do is to begin to promote business-to-business relationships. And oftentimes, clergy and business are at odds with each other, but we have a natural affinity for each other, and I think there's some bridges that can be crossed, and we can work together to do some great things, especially when it comes to politics, especially when it comes to contracts, especially when it comes to lifting up our people and providing jobs for this next generation that moves forward.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know that I'm a part of that. So so I love being active, because I actually know a lot of people in the Maryland area, and, you know, I love helping people. So this is a great organization to be part of. You know, time goes by so quickly. Mr. Bruce Branch, do us a favor. If you have any last-minute comments, and, of course, circle back after that or prior, it's how you want to do it, is tell us how we can connect with you and how we all can right. get your products and services and all that nice stuff.
All right. They can call me directly at 202-641-3695. 202-641-3695. They can also connect with me at my name, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Branch, like a tree, B-R-A-N-C-H, at live.com, L-I-V-E.com, and my website is www.branchcommunicationsllc.com. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for having me. I pray God's richest blessings upon you, and always remember, the hands of God are upon each of us, and more than that, the hands of your king, the heart of your king is in the hands of the Lord. May God bless you, and to all your wonderful listeners out there, I hope that your dreams come true.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here with Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please, please do not hesitate to contact us.
God bless. And tell your staff they do a wonderful job. They made sure I was going to be there on time, not CP time.
Amen.
All right, Bubba.
You guys, you know, this is awesome information. Now, this nonprofit stuff is important now, so make sure you connect with the awesome Bruce Branch. And, you know, he said he did websites and, you know, of course, the clergy platform that he has. And we have to get him back on here because, of course, we didn't get a chance to really talk about the journalism stuff that he does. But an awesome, awesome person will have this information on our website, also on our social media platform. You guys know I love you. I love you. But if you want any information about me, the things I do personally, speaking, information about our nonprofit, information about being a guest on the radio or TV show, if you want to advertise with us, a sponsorship, that information's there. Our publishing company is being relaunched this summer. And also we have a book release coming in September with a great, great celebration. God has really opened up some major doors for that. If you actually want more information about that, actually the publishing company, if you're an avid reader and you want to be actually one of the reviewers of our different publications that's coming out, please contact us as well. We actually have a separate website, but you can get to it through our main website, which is ReneeSunday.com. And the publishing company is Sunday Publishing Company. That's SundayPublishingCompany.com. Now, we want to play, you know, our sponsors. We have sponsors that seen and unseen. We have a lot of people supporting us, and we just thank God for that. We're going to play that, and then, you know, our awesome artist. I mean, he's ride or die. Smiling Done Live. I just love his song. You know, it's Don't Give Up. So, you know, that's my national anthem. But if you need us for anything, please do not hesitate to contact us. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Renee Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive, and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Whatever it is
that you're going through,
you've been going through,
keep the faith.
giving up, and you have no one that you can call on. Just call on him, his name is Jesus. He'll fill that void in your life. And when your friends, they seem to turn on you, so don't give up, no.
He's a way maker,
way maker,
provider,
testify that tonight.
So don't.